Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday, here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Or you can hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is changes. Each of today's segments will talk about changes happening right now. My first guest is a rocket scientist, literally. He holds advanced degrees in several disciplines and has turned his attention away from science to bridging the gap between technology and business. We'll discuss emerging trends that will impact the business world. The second segment is something new. It's a call-in segment. Several of my listeners have requested this. I'll open up the mic to callers to express what's on their mind. We'll look at all the topics that you want to tackle. My third guest consults with businesses in the field of neuroscience. We'll discuss the tidal wave of new information that shows studying the brain has practical business applications. And if you want to call in and ask a question or join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. My first guest, Don Gilman, is a professional speaker, a trainer, and a consultant. He is the president of Chameleon Creators Incorporated, a change management consulting firm, and author of the upcoming book, Chameleon Corporation, How Companies Adapt to Changing Environment. Don holds advanced degrees in engineering physics, nuclear engineering, engineering management, and a doctoral studies in organizational change. He is uniquely positioned to understand the major trends affecting our world today. A key element to Don's work has always been to look at major trends and how they interact with each other in an effort to determine the most likely outcomes. After running up against conventional wisdom, his trend blending approach has allowed him to correctly call everything from organizational issues to stock market swings to real estate values and election results. Don serves as an executive board of the Institute of Management Consultants of Southern California Division. He regularly is quoted in the media. He's appeared on such shows or such networks as CBS, NBC, ABC, MSNBC, CNN, and BBC. Joining us from Santa Barbara, welcome, Don. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Billy. How are you?
I am terrific, and thank you so much for being a guest on the show. Now, first of all, even though this is Brainstorming with Billy the Brain, you truly are a rocket scientist, so we're going to need you to bring this down to Earth when we talk about the trends that we're going to talk about. Is that okay?
All my rockets started on Earth, so I guess that's fine.
That's a good place to launch from then. How's that? All right.
Right, exactly.
So as I built you up in the intro there, you're an expert on bridging the gap between technology and business, and so many of my listeners and even I struggle with the issue of technology and the trends that we see happening every day. So you help us bridge the gap. Let's talk about the trends that you see emerging that are going to impact business and impact society. And not all of those trends are necessarily technologically grounded, are they?
Right. They're certainly not, you know, technology trends. I mean, we could talk all day about cloud computing and those types of, you know, social media, all that. But at the end of the day, my focus really is, okay, well, why does it matter? You know, cloud computing, great, it's enabling things, but what does it enable and how is that fundamentally going to shift the way we interact, the way we do business? So a lot of the trends I talk about are enabled by technology or even driven by the changes in technology, but they're not necessarily changes in technology themselves.
And that's brilliant, because that's the type of discussion that my listeners really like better than the techie type of talk that we get on some of our guests. So let's dive into it. What are some of the big trends that you see happening?
Well, I think one of the biggest trends that I'm seeing right now and over the next 5 to 10 years is really what Daniel Pink kind of calls free agent nation. I'm seeing a shift from businesses employing full-time folks to shifting to either part-timers or freelancers, teleworking, you know, those type of arrangements. Now, it's enabled by the technology. I mean, I can send emails on my iPhone or my BlackBerry. I can view videos on just about any mobile device now. The walls are artificial now, and so people can literally work from anywhere at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, businesses are trying to coming to terms with, why do I need to have full-time employees warming a chair in a cubicle when they would rather work at home or on their own schedule? So I'm seeing a huge rise, a shift in full-time employment shifting to more freelance part-time employment. I call it the Velcro organization. I see it kind of like the Dream Team. Remember the Dream Team in basketball?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know, all the basketball players were individually stars, but they all came together to form a team, and then when the Olympics were over, they un-Velcroed and Velcroed back to their NBA teams and the like.
All right.
So I see that in organizations, too. What do I need? Well, I need somebody that's very skilled in Java or Perl or whatever. I'm going to hire the best, get them together for a few months, do the project, then un-Velcro them, and they can go on to the next great thing.
All right.
Also implications for us as employees.
Well, that's just what I was getting to, Don, and I'm glad that you brought that up. Let's talk about some of those implications. From a business standpoint, I would be all about Free Agent Nation, because that means that I have to worry less about benefits to my employees. I have to worry about less office space if everybody is coming and going as a free agent. So many benefits are accruing to the business. Tell me, what's going to accrue to the employee in this new situation?
Well, if you think about it, we've already started that shift. We went from pension plans to 401ks, which are now portable and you can take pretty much anywhere. So we're already starting to see a lot of the benefits that were locked into your employer now transitioning to more free agent status, where they go with the individual, not with the company. So, and that really leads into the second trend, where we're seeing a rise of what I would call one-person businesses. So it's the person who considers themselves to be a consultant or a free agent, and they're forming their own business, hanging out their shingle. They may have contracts with companies for a year, 2 years, 5 years. It may be a matter of weeks, but they're taking their own future into their own hands, and whether it's an LLC, a sole proprietorship, doesn't really matter, but they're considering themselves their own business. And that is, it's enabled by technology. Again, there's almost no barrier or very low barriers to entry. You have to develop your brand, quote-unquote, what are you an expert in, and then market it. And so what the implication, to get back to your question, Billy, the implication is that we are our own agents, if you will. We need to sell our own skills. We need to sell our own brands in the future. It's not going to be enough to, you know, to warm a chair, to fog a mirror. We're going to have to provide value and document that value. And frankly, the barriers to entry and exit from organizations are going to keep getting lower and lower.
All right. It's sort of like Peter Montoya's The Brand of You, his whole concept behind that. My guest is Don Gilman. We're talking about bridging the gap between technology and business. Don is the author of the forthcoming book, Chameleon Corporation. All right, Don, the rise of the one-person business, though, how much of that has been accelerated because of the recent layoffs and downturns in the economy, that people have been forced to become one-person businesses when before they may not have chosen to do that?
Yeah, that's really one of about what I consider three factors that are really driving this trend. One is the unemployment, and I would even say underemployment, folks that have jobs, but it's at a lesser salary or a lower status, lower level than what they were previously employed at. They took it because it was a job, but now they have some free time. They have maybe a level of frustration with where their career is going, so they branch out on their own and form a one-person business, you know, doing it in the evenings, doing it on the weekends. So it's a supplement to their income, which may be less than what it was before. That's one. Obviously, two is enabled by the technology. It's driven by, you know, the Internet. I was just talking with an author of a children's book who put out a notice on the Internet that she was looking for an illustrator, and she had over 500 applicants from all over the world, and
wow.
She ended up hiring a guy that was in India. And, you know, and they did everything remotely, everything virtually, you know, from
that's incredible
illustrations and all that. And those are the barriers that are dropping. So that's driving it. And then three, an interesting trend with generational differences. I'm seeing the current generation start to embrace even more this entrepreneurism, the entrepreneurial attitude. It kind of took a lull there for a while, But now I'm starting to see more and more of them embracing it and even being willing to go out on their own and do their own thing.
And Don, how much of that do you think is based on the fact that the generation that's just entering the workplace now has seen their parents or some member of their family get laid off and don't want to be put into that same situation?
Exactly, exactly. They're questioning the age-old concept of solidity and of security. You know, we always used to say, well, you have a job that's good and secure, don't go out on your own, it's risky. And what they're turning that upside down. It's risky, but I have control. I am the one in charge of my own destiny, not some guy in a corner office who I'm just a number on a paycheck. So they're taking things into their own hands and really embracing this whole free agent nation.
Ah, that's great. My guest is Don Gilman. All right, Don, so what other trends do you see, Don, emerging?
Well, an interesting one that I'm seeing is this localism, what I'm calling localism. So the level of localism is increasing. It's driven in part by a concern for the environment and green policies and sustainability, as well as rising energy costs. So we're seeing an importance on the terms of in terms of employees on the importance of family or their social network. And so their willingness to relocate, their willingness to you know, go other places, business travel all the time, is lessening. The importance of quality time with family and things like that. I think there was an isolation, a cocooning that we saw, you know, 10, 20 years ago, and this is kind of the flip side of that or the rebound from that, I think. So that has implications for businesses as well. How can you tap into that localism in Ventura County? If you're a Ventura County business, how are you going to tap into the fact that folks in Ventura want to do business locally?
Well, here's an interesting job that just came to my attention yesterday, as a matter of fact, Don. And this is a woman who puts herself in the middle between the farmers that we have in Ventura County mm-hmm. producing fresh produce and so forth, and the restaurants who want to buy locally. She has just become a broker and sets them up and says, okay, you want fresh eggs, you go to this farm. You want fresh vegetables, you go to that farm. And she has put herself in the middle and created a job in this new localism that you're talking about.
Exactly. And that's enabled by technology. Again, she's not in a technology business. She's not selling technology. She's selling services that are enabled by the technology, and that's what I love to see.
Mm, that's great. All right, well, so we're going to see more of this localism just beyond restaurants that want to buy local food. What other examples of localism might we see? Because chances are I'm not going to go and get my jeans made locally because I can certainly buy those cheaper at Walmart or even Target than I can to have them buy the material, make them here locally in Ventura. So what other examples of localism might we see?
Well, we're going to see it'll impact travel policies. It'll impact employees demanding virtual teleconferencing, video teleconferencing, things like that that are enabled by technology. Yeah, they require a little bit of an investment up front, but the employees are saying, yeah, all things being equal, I think I'd like to stay home. You know, my kid has a football game, or I've got a social networking group meeting on Thursday night that I don't want to miss. So whereas that threshold was much lower for travel and being inconvenienced on a personal level, I'm starting to see that go higher, and there's a certain amount of for lack of a better term, integrity that I'm seeing. The line between work and personal life is blurry at best. I mean,
yes.
Billy, when do you stop thinking about work?
I don't. It's a 24/7 deal.
Exactly. And that's a shift. And as a result, what we're seeing, like my dad, he worked for the post office for 30-some-odd years.
Mm-hmm.
When he came home at 5 o'clock, 5:30, his day was done. He picked up the newspaper. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case for us now. The line between work and personal life is blurry. And as a result, what we're seeing is this cognitive dissonance, I call it. If you've got people doing a job that is inconsistent with who they are and their values, that they don't like that. It produces this dissonance, and they will leave a job or leave a company to go work for a company, even for less pay, if it's more consistent with who they are and who they believe they are. And that's where localism really fits in. If you've got a local company that's giving back to the economy, I'm thinking here in Santa Barbara, we have Michael Tobes, the Tobes Group, and
yes.
Marborg with Mario Borgatello. These companies, it's not what they do, it's who they are that draws employees to them. And that's that localism. That's an impact of localism that any business can employ locally. Is give back to your local community is going to be more and more important as we move forward.
My guest is Don Gilman, author of the forthcoming book, Chameleon Corporation. So give us another trend, if you will, Don.
Sure. I think one is going to be the social and mobile and cloud computing all converging together. These have all been trends for a while, you know, social networking and all that, but it's fundamentally changing how business is done. One example of that is like location-based services. You know, you can be walking down the street now, and if you have location-based app on your iPhone, it'll tell you about a sale going on at Ross or whatever right next door, and you can go in and actually get a coupon and all that based on your location, GPS, all that that's embedded inside your phone or your BlackBerry or whatever device you're carrying. Hmm. So that's going to be ubiquitous. It's going to be everywhere, and all those are coming together, social, mobile, and cloud, kind of the perfect storm towards, I mean, if you're a business that thinks you're immune from that, you're not.
All right.
It's going to impact you one way or the other. You've got to leverage that. Got to figure out how you as a business are going to take advantage of that.
Well, let me turn the tables and look at it from the consumer's point of view, because a consumer in any given business day is attacked by 22,000 impressions from advertisers. Now, with location-based services, that number is only going to multiply. Aren't we just going to hit saturation, hit overload, and sort of hit the wall and rebel against this?
Well, and this is a perfect segue into actually what I consider to be a fifth trend, which is the increase in importance of transparency and authenticity when it comes to businesses. If it's a marketing campaign, yes, you're absolutely right, Billy. You're going to lose credibility. If, on the other hand, you're providing valuable information that meets them where they are and meets a need, look at Amazon. You know, you go on Amazon after you buy a handful of books, and good night, the targeting on that, you might like this book. You might appreciate this.
Right.
Wow, how does it know that? Or even Facebook, where it says, you know, hey, another, you know, that you might know this person.
Right.
Wait, I do know that person. How did you know that? That's valuable. That's value added. So services like that, you're going to see the increase. Marketing, traditional marketing, yeah, it's dead. A recent study said 14% of people trust ads, whereas 78% of people trust their social media peers.
Wow, that's incredible.
So that's a huge difference we're seeing there. So absolutely, if you start to see the rise of Groupon and some of those types of sites, the localized, specially just for you and your local community, it's kind of the convergence of all these things together. And that's where that transparency and authenticity, random acts of kindness is where this fits in also. When you see a company do something after a disaster, their employees go and volunteer their time, and the company gives them a day off or 2 days off to do that. That's not marketing, but that's what builds the brand, and people are willing to go patronize that company as a result of these random acts of kindness that immediately get distribution, immediately get the buzz. People know about them, and as a result, it's a good business strategy to be altruistic and transparent and authentic about what your core values really are.
Wow. My guest is Don Gilman, author of the forthcoming book, Chameleon Corporations, obviously understands the convergence of technology trends and business trends. Don, if people are intrigued by what they hear, they want to learn more about you, learn more about your forthcoming book, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Well, you can certainly go to my website, GilmanConsultingGroup.com. That's Gilman with one L, GilmanConsultingGroup.com, and you can get a hold of me there, as well as read some of my white papers and some of the other articles that I've published over time. There's any number of great books by Daniel Pink and others that are talking about future trends. Thomas Malone, Professor Malone, has some great books out there. Lots and lots of resources. It's in the breadth, not necessarily the depth in many of those. That they all have a gem or two, and what I've done is basically taken the gems from all of them, compiled them all together, and that's really the focus of my upcoming book, Chameleon Creators or Chameleon Companies, because at the end of the day, the companies that survive and thrive are going to be the ones that are able to adapt, like a chameleon.
There you go.
Your colors based on the changing environment.
And that's what's going to be important. My guest has been Don Gilman. Don, thank you so much for being my guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right. Thanks, Billy. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.